Folky singer-songwriter Michael Hurley has found simpatico compadres in the decades-younger freak folk community. The 60-something songwriter and artist has been sprinkling his songs and album covers with visions of werewolves, and he's developed a personal mythology that includes his own persona as a guy named Snock. He released a couple of revered albums for his friend Jesse Colin Young's label in the 70s and continues to record and tour today. We'll meet Michael in a moment. Here he is doing a live version of Lush Green Trees.
Now, baby, in the morning, you thrill me. You just like summer morning breeze that's buzzing through lush green trees. With your eyes as precious as jewels, stone hard like the summer bees that's buzzing through lush green trees. Now my mama and my papa, they told me, son, it's all for days like these in mellow and lush green trees. Sorrow, sorrow, cold sorrow. Can't you ignore me, please, and leave me on days like these? Sorrow, 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 ignore me, please, in mellow and lush green trees. Yes, baby, in the morning, you thrill me. You just like summer morning breeze that's buzzing through lush green trees.
Michael Hurley is playing live for us today on the Cafe, and if you've following his music at all over the past, I guess you got to say 50 years, you've been really consistent in the music you love, and a lot of the imagery and things you've used throughout the years. We talked a little bit about some of the animals, particularly werewolves and wolves that have been a lot of your art. It seems to be like an ongoing a lot of new interest in a lot of a next generation of people in your work. If you go to your website, there's Devander Banhart at your merch table selling things at one of your shows. And do you scratch your head and say, where did this all come from? Or do you understand the affinity?
Not too much, because I have the sense for a long time now that I'm playing to the nice nightlife type, and this age group never changes.
Interesting.
So it's around, I'm playing to 21-year-olds, but younger, who can't go and join the nightlife yet. But mainly when I'm working in a bar, the tap age is probably average 30-something. After that, people are saying, oh, I'd love to come out and see you, but, you know, I just don't feel so well. I'm just so tired.
Well, you still feel like being there, though.
Can't you get a gig on a Saturday night?
Yeah.
So anyway, I see the same people all the time.
Same age group of people.
Yeah.
Did people in your age group hang in there for a long time, or
they fell like flies.
Yeah.
I'm dropping like a fly right now.
Do you still like it, though? You like still like being is it more of a way of, you know, making ends meet, or do you still like being out there?
I really do like being out there. I do. It turned into a sport musician, I think. You don't really need to go out and tour so much.
Except you like it. Well, that's the best way.
Yeah, I do it because I like it.
Yeah. And I've heard you say something kind of interesting, is that you don't play for the, you know, the professorial types who will be coming out to kind of study the music. Because a lot of what you do has roots in, you know, all kinds of music. It really is more for people just out having a good time.
Yeah, we call them the inspector geezers. People that are very serious, and their eyes are like camera lenses, and their expression is solemn. And they can be very draining. You get about 30 people like that staring at you.
Does that happen? But, do they come out like that?
It happens in England more than it does here in the States.
It would feel odd to be studied, I would think.
Yeah, because they're not giving back anything. And then that can be very draining. I would even prefer if people feel like talking quietly enough. I feel that the energy is circulating around in the room then. And I'm giving some energy out and I'm getting some back. You know, a heckler or two is fine, unless they're obnoxious. But I've been dealing with the obnoxious hecklers for a long time, and I never get too flustered by them. Except one night, a guy came and picked up me and the stool I was sitting on. He was kind of over the top, right?
Where'd you end up?
Oh, he put me back down.
Oh, okay. You're a couple of things I've sort of know about you is... you prefer your cars before a certain age, and I guess you have a 73 now, or is that car died? Do you have a new one?
No, I've got a 73 Dodge, and I actually prefer them. When I'm looking for cars in the paper, I look 74 and below.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like muscle cars and bigger old boat cars.
Are there 8-track machines in these cars, or do you have enough good shape?
For a long time, I ran 8-tracks in my vehicles, but no more.
You can't make them work, or?
Well, I'm in the fast lane now. I can't like deal with a pile of spaghettied up tape when I'm cruising into New York, you know, on 5-lane of traffic. Sometimes I still fix one for relaxation when I'm home, you know, and killing time and stuff. And I find it's relaxing to, like, one, if an 8-track wants to turn into a huge pile of spaghetti, I can completely untangle it. Because when I used to fish in Florida when I was a boy, I'd get an occasional backlash of when I cast with my casting rod. I would endeavor to untangle the backlash in the reel, you know.
Same thing.
Just takes patience, you know.
But you must have to lay the tape out all over the room.
Yeah, at times you can circle a yard if the wind's not too high. You can stretch the tape out over a yard. And don't let them tell you that I'm wrong. It's okay to, like, throw it all over the floor and pull it all over the yard. I mean, don't worry about a little dirt getting on your tape. The tape really refutes dirt.
Michael Hurley is our guest, and I don't know how do you take to requests, because I got one old and one new one, and I just thought I'd give you a try on.
I might manage.
I really like the Not Gonna Do one on the new one.
Okay.
But I'm also a big fan of Sweetie D. That goes way back. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Sweetie D.
Yeah.
You want to hear those?
I'd love to.
Okay, I'll play No Can Do first. It's a relatively new one. I really did. The flames that lit, they were blue as they recalled the red. I had a glass of no can do. This is what I said. You are the fire, the spirit fire. Your soul is burning good. Can you of the old pine wood? Pine wood. Don't be running in the woods, boy. Now everywhere that I may roam, I'm grieving all the while. From the valley where I longs to be, I wander in exile. I had a glass of no can do. This is what I say. You are the fire, spirit fire. Your soul is burning good. Can you hear the crackling heart of the old pine wood? No can do what I dream of in the dark and bloody ground. No can do good for you. I'll see you all around. Now I had a glass of no can do. This is what I said. You are the fire, spirit fire. Your soul is burning good. Can you hear the crackling heart of the old pine wood? For me, enough for you, and a glass of no can do. And a glass of no can do. This is what I say. You are the fire, spirit fire. Your soul is burning good. Can you hear the crackling heart of the old pine wood? Pine wood.
No Can Do from Michael Hurley, who's playing live for us today. Can you you do that Sweetie D? That
yeah. My little woman causes me a lot of trouble sometimes. She worries me so bad. I don't know what to do. Take a walk. Figure the rolling of my feet. Come to ease my mind. I'll just go away. And I won't know where I'm going. She bugger me, oh man, she'd bugger you. I'm with you in the morning, baby, till the break of day. You don't want my heart, try to make me go away. Seem like anybody could get a little hard luck sometimes. And I know one thing for sure. I've been having my yes, I have been having mine. Remember that old scumbag coffee shop where we used to hang out at? The manager there, he'd let us stay without paying a cover. Go in there, sit down, and we'd talk to one another. I was always telling her sometime, we've got to leave the city. You can wash the clothes, sweetie dee, and hang them on the line. I can see by the way you wash the clothes, cooking must be fine. I'm with you in the morning till the break of day. You don't want my heart trying to make me go away. Seem like anybody got a little hard love sometime. I know one thing for sure, I've been having my honey. You know that I've been having. Well, I remember that old Fleabag apartment building where we used to live. You walk up on the sixth floor there on a sunny day from the roof. You could see them flying kites in Washington Square. I go up there, watch her hanging up the clothes, say, yeah, wash the clothes, sweetie dee, and hang them on the line. And I can see by the way you wash the clothes, your cooking must be fine. See?
looking must be fine. You can wash the clothes, sweetie dee, and hang them on the line. I can see by the way you wash the clothes, you're cooking must be fine.
Thank you for doing that. That's an old fave of mine. Good tune. Michael Hurley is playing live for us today on the cafe. Well, Michael, thank you very much for coming by today. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me over.
Michael Hurley, our guest, and we shall be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.